The Kinnick Tribal Council is anticipating that DNA testing will reveal more information on 100-year-old human remains recently unearthed near Wasilla. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, an excavation project at the old Kinnick town site brought the remains to light in August.
When a human skull was unearthed on August 15th, work stopped immediately on a foundation dig that the Wasilla Kinnick Historical Society was conducting as part of a museum expansion project. The state medical examiner's office has determined that the skull belonged to a young Alaska Native.
Just from the skull, there was a determination that it was a young adult or late teenager, young adult, possibly male or female. And probably Native, due to the physical features of the skull, which that was determined by the state archaeologists.
Franz Seeger Boss is the Matanuska Susitna Borough's cultural resources specialist.
Graves had been reported in that region, but we didn't know exactly where. And we were concerned that even though ground-penetrating radar had been conducted, that there still was a chance that remains may be found. And so we monitored the situation at the time the heavy equipment came in. We monitored every bucket that came out of the soil.
Seeger Boss says there was no indication that there were any graves in the immediate dig area. She was on site when the skull was unearthed. That find led to the rest of the remains.
We were moving dirt away to discern where the skull may have come from, and we did find where it came from, and it came from within the wall of the foundation. And so basically we had disturbed about 2 feet of the possible coffin and individual. And most of the remaining human remains are still in the wall.
Seeger Boss says the remains, located last weekend, were left on site, still buried in a crude coffin. The Kinnick Tribal Council met this week to decide to reinter the remains in the tribal cemetery in Kinnick. Deborah Call is the president of the Kinnick Tribal Council.
It was not what we expected. And so that in itself is devastating, because after the state medical examiner and the physical anthropologist, you know, reviewed the remains and the determination was made that it was a young Alaska Native male between the ages, you know, 15 and 25, I believe, and the remains are about 75 to 100 years old, that certainly put it within arm's reach of, say, an immediate relative. And that is not a good thing. And that's the reason why we've requested DNA testing.
Tribal officials are hoping that DNA tests may reveal who the young person was and who his descendants might be. Call says uncovering the grave is basically disrespecting the grave, and that is disturbing to Alaska Natives. She says the tribal council will meet again this weekend to discuss the matter further.
On many counts, yes, I would have liked to not have it discovered. But on the other hand, you know, whether or not there's a positive side to this, it warrants the thought process to know that Dena'ina people lived here and there was a soul buried there that is now disturbed. And the tribe, unfortunately or fortunately, I mean, depending upon how you want to look at it, we have to take care of it now. And it's like a death of a family member. And it's going to be even more real when we realize it may be related to one of us.
The location of the museum excavation is near the Kinnick Tribal Cemetery and adjacent to a swampy area that has been filled over the years with backfill and just plain junk from long ago old Kinnick town residents. It is in this swampy area that the remains were found, and Seeger Boss says the find was unexpected. The Matanuska Susitna Borough has agreed to pay for DNA testing and for the reburial of the remains. I'm Ellen Lockyer.